greatest name in serials presents...
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, neighbors. Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box. The cereal with the sweetening already on it. Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Return of the Phantom. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Tops as a cereal with a little milk or cream. Tops as a snack right out of the box. Either way, you don't add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Yes, either way, you'll get plenty of pleasure eating those golden nuggets of ready sweetened corn. Enjoy Sugar Pops often. Have Mom look for the package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding on the front with the words, Shot with Sugar. Years before Wild Bill Hickok became United States Marshal, a mysterious outlaw terrorized the country from Lonesome Ridge to Hannigan's Flat. They called him the Phantom because no one who saw him lived to tell about it. Then one morning, 10 years later, Jingles picked up a copy of the Weekly Courier and his eyes popped wide open, for the headline read, The Return of the Phantom.
That newspaper publisher's gone too far. Return of the Phantom. Bill, would you look at this?
I've already seen it, Jingle.
Oh, you already got a copy?
Yep, Hobraster sent me one over by special messenger, hot off the press.
Raster, that moon-faced, word-slinging hop-toad, he couldn't wait to let you read all the mean things he wrote in his paper about us, huh?
What are you all steamed up about, partner? We've been panned by papers before.
Yeah, but I ain't never been called the things he called me. What does he mean, mountainous? Now, I ain't so big, Bill.
You're no little anthill either, Jingle.
Just the same, I'm going over to that newspaper office and give Hob Raster something to think about.
A good idea, partner. Let's go.
Yeah, let's get... You mean it, Bill? You're going to give him what for?
No, Jingles, I'm going to ask him what for.
I don't get you.
If he thinks this is the return of the Phantom, he must have some reason.
Oh, what does he know?
Maybe nothing, but... Last week, Sam Jason was killed, and old man Mortis was shot at last night.
Yeah, and in both cases, somebody had been digging a hole on their property.
Right. If Raster's got any ideas, I want them.
Well, doggone it, he don't have to go running us down in his paper.
Hold your temper, Jingles, and let me do the talking.
All right, but it ain't going to be easy, Bill.
Well, here they come. Law and order on the hoof. I thought my editorial would bring you out, Hickok.
You didn't have to go to all that trouble, Mr. Raster.
Yeah, our office is right across the street. If you'd have wanted to see us, you couldn't.
Jingles.
Oh, well, doggone it, he could have.
I didn't want to see you.
Oh.
I just want to see the Phantom behind bars. He's a killer, and you haven't caught him yet.
What makes you think he's the Phantom?
That's easy to figure. He's come back to dig up the loot he buried 10 years ago.
Well, you got it all doped out, ain't you, Mr. Raster?
I'll bet my pressers I'm close.
Oh. And you think you know who it is?
Maybe, maybe not.
And what did you mean by suggesting that we watch the Flying Goose Cafe?
Yeah, Rocco Blake ain't likely to appreciate that.
Rocco's joint's a den of owl hoots, and everybody knows it.
Oh. Here comes Rocco Blake now with blood in his eyes.
Tom Brester, I've come for a showdown with you. This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
No, hold on, Rocco.
Stay out of this, Hickok. I got no fight with you.
You will have if you don't put away that six iron.
Looks like you had a mighty guilty conscience, Rocco, to bring you storming after me with a handful of six gun.
I warned you, Raster. Now you're going to get it.
Grab him, Bill.
Yep, yep.
Oh, drop that gun, Rocco.
I'm dropping it.
Bill, I heard two shots, but you didn't draw.
No, partner, it was Hob Raster's gun. Get it.
Your varmint shot me.
All right, Raster, I'll take that gun. Seems to me that was a mighty fast draw for a newspaper man.
No law says I got to stand here and get shot by a sidewinder like Rocco Blake without protecting myself. You and Hickok didn't stop him.
Now, simmer down, both of you. Jingles, take Rocco over to the doctor. Get his arm patched up.
Yeah. Come on, Rocco.
I don't need your help. And I'll get even with you, Raster. Next time I come through that door, they're going to bury you. And you better keep out of my way, Hickok.
Well, Raster, looks like you pulled a hornet's nest down around your ears this morning.
It's only the beginning, Hickok. The phantom's right under your nose, and if you don't catch him quick, there's going to be more hornets. You look out, you don't get stung.
Pops are sweeter, the taste is new, they're shot with sugar, through and through.
Now, you waddies out there know what we're talking about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Yes, sirree. A breakfast cereal that's more than just sugar-coated. It's shot all over with sugar. Sweetened up right smart, better than anybody could ever do with a spoon. So you get that shot-with-sugar flavor in every bite. That's what makes them so good for munching on between breakfast and bedding down time. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are a real treat to nibble on when you have to bring home those tough problems from school. Hey, and say, you moms will discover those yearlings of yours will really take to milk when you give them a bowl full of sugar corn pops to go with it. Give them all they want, because there's a full day supply of sunshine vitamin D in every big helping of sugar corn pops, the sweet-eating cereal that's shot with sugar. Now, you just look for Guy and Andy on the big yeller box next time you load up the chuck wagon. Yes, sir. Kellogg's sugar corn pops are... shot with sugar. Through and through, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
It was plain to Wild Bill Hickok that Hob Raster was accusing Rocco Blake of being the Phantom, but Bill never arrested anyone without proof. After Rocco stormed out of the newspaper office, Bill and Jingle stayed to see if Raster could back up his accusation with proof.
I don't know what more proof you want, Hickok. You saw Rocco come through that door set to kill me.
That ain't nothing. I came in here mad enough to give you a poke in the snoot myself. And I ain't no fan.
Hold it, Jingles. That all you got to say, Raster?
Yeah. If you want to know any more, go ask Rocco. And if you got any more to say, you can read it in my paper. I might even get out an extra.
All right, we'll talk to Rocco. And I've got somebody else I want to talk to right quick, too.
Who's that?
Yeah, Bill. Who?
Old man Mortis. He sent word he wanted to see me.
Now, you didn't tell me that, Bill.
No, it must have slipped my mind.
Oh. Why didn't he come to town himself?
Well, the messenger said he knew too much and was afraid to. Let's go, Jingles.
Well, if you learn anything from old Mortis, let me know, Hickok. Might make a story for my paper.
Sure, Raster, we'll let you know.
Him and his doggone paper. It'd be better if he didn't print nothing from now on.
You're wrong, Jingles. He might come up with something that'll help us.
He ain't caused nothing but trouble so far. We gonna talk to Rocco?
Yeah.
Well, now looks like a good time. There he goes out of the doctor's office. Hey, he's headed for ours.
Maybe he wants to talk to us. You looking for us, Rocco?
Yeah, Hickok. I was just coming to see you.
What about?
Raster.
Oh.
If you don't get him off my back, Hickok, I ain't gonna be responsible.
What's he got on you?
Nothing. But he's been after me ever since he come to town last year.
Why?
Beats me. I know my record's none too good, but I ain't had no trouble with you two. And I want to keep it that way.
Why put all this sugar in your mouth all of a sudden, Rocco?
What do you mean?
Not less than 20 minutes ago, you were ready to gun us down along with Raster.
Never mind, Jingles. Rocco wants to stay on the right side of the law. That's all right with me.
Thanks, Hickok. That's a fair shake.
Yeah, but if you're the killer, Rocco, we'll get you when the time comes. All right, mount up, Jingles. It's time we talk to old man Mortis. Steady, Buckshot.
Mortis? Ain't he the one this here Phantom shot at last night?
That's right.
How'd you know?
Some of the boys at my place heard about it. You know who did the shooting?
Seems he knows something that makes him afraid to come to town. That's why he sent for us. We'll see you later, Rocco.
Yeah, later.
Go along, Bookshop.
Come on, Joker. Wake up and move. Bill, I've been thinking.
What were you thinking?
Seems to me you've been talking a lot this morning.
It does?
It sure does. You don't generally tell your business where you're going, what you're doing, and things like that.
That's right.
Just now you told old Raster and Rocco both that you were going out and talk to old man Mortis.
That's right.
And what's more, you told him that he had sent for us because he knew something.
Yep.
It ain't like you. How come?
Sometimes it pays off to talk too much in the right places, Jingle.
Now, doggone it, I knew you were up to something.
I sure am, partner. I'm out to catch a killer. We out of sight of town yet?
Yep. Why?
And stretch out that horse of yours. We got some riding to do.
Hi, Buckshot. Dig in, boy.
Jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. What's the hurry, Bill?
I've given the killer plenty of reason to shoot old man Mortis, and I want to get there before he does it.
Faster, Buckshot. Hi, boy.
A sign of life around the Mortis place. His horse ain't in the lean-to.
They've got to find him. Try the house first. Ho, but you
ho, Joker. Bill, I sure hope this trick of yours don't backfire.
Me too, partner.
Hey, Mortis, you in there?
He ain't.
No time to waste. We'll have to take a look.
Only one room, and you can see that he's gone.
Come on.
Come on, where?
Hit the saddle. Maybe we'll find him in the upper pasture.
Well, that ain't far. Back your ears, Joker. We're off again.
Run the house, Buckshot, and stretch.
You too, Joker. This ain't no time to drag your feet. Bill, there's a horse and rider in the upper pasture. It's Mortis, all right.
Yeah, and I'm sure... Hey, Jingles.
Huh? What'd you see up on that hill, Bill?
I saw the sun hit a gun barrel up there.
There it is again. He's after Mortis.
Grab your rifle. Who, Buckshot? Who,
I got it. Whoa, Joker, whoa. Now steady, you old hammerhead.
Now pepper that set of bushes. We'll drive him out.
With pleasure.
Well, that stopped him.
Yeah, if I could have seen the Jasper, I could have stopped him for good. Let's run him down, Bill.
By the time we get up that cliff, he'd be gone, Jingles. Besides, I want to talk to Mortis. Get along, Buckshot.
Up there, Joker. I almost forgot we rode out to see him. What do you reckon he's got to tell us, Bill?
Nothing.
But you told Raster and Rocco the old man sent for us.
I'm afraid I just made that up, partner.
Made it up? Now, doggone it, Bill Hickok, you're getting me more confused by the minute.
Hold it, partner. Here's Mortis. Who, Buckshot? Who? Howdy, Mortis.
Howdy, Wild Bill. What's all the dead burn ruckus about? Blessed if this place ain't getting to be more, well, more like a shooting gallery than a cattle ranch. What brings you out here as if I didn't know? Want to see where the Phantom done his digging, I reckon? Well, slide out of the saddle and look. It's right here under my foot. Howdy, Jingles.
Howdy, Mortis. Well, I guess that covered about everything, huh, Bill?
Just about. You got a good-sized hole dug before you surprised him, Mortis.
Yep, I reckon that was on account of my dog. Ebenezer Hezekiah Sud.
Dog?
Yep, named him for my uncle. He was in the house.
Uncle?
No, my dog.
Oh.
Yeah, he'd been asleep in the house. Got up and let him out before hitting the hay like I always do, and he barked, which he don't, unless there's a reason. I come out, got shot at, went back in. What you doing, Bill?
Hand me that shovel off the back of your saddle, Jingle.
Sure, Bill. You think you found something? Here.
I'm just curious about why the Phantom, or whatever it was, or whoever it was, picked this spot for his digging.
Wondered about that myself, Wild Bill. Then I figured it was a Phantom, all right, and he knew what he was doing. Remember, 10 years ago, the Phantom stuck up the stage not more than a hoot and holler from here. Dog barked that night, too, but I paid him no heed. Yeah, must have been the night he buried what he was digging for last night. Find anything, Bill?
Yeah, Mortis, I think I did. Hey, give me a hand here, Jingles.
Hey, Bill, it's a strong box.
Yeah, get a hold of the other end and let's pull it out, huh?
All right, now let's heave.
Well, I'll be hold tight you did. Now, if I'd have believed half of that tall tale I was telling you, I'd have been digging there all day myself. Looks like a strong box, like you said. Reckon there's anything in it. Now, sure as Tunkett, that was a Phantom took a shot at me. Well, why don't you open it?
Stand back. I'll shoot the lock off.
Go ahead, Bill. I sure hope it's full of gold.
That's got it. Now lift the lid off, Jingles.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy, ain't this exciting. Bill, it is. Money and gold yellow backed by a bushel full.
Well, look there. It's got me speechless.
Well, that's the first time.
Now do you believe it's a Phantom, Wild Bill?
Right now, I'm about ready to believe anything, Mortis.
Me too, but that still don't tell us who the Phantom is.
We know that he's one of two men, Jingles.
We do? How do we know that?
We only told two men we were coming out here today.
Hey, that's right, Raster and Rocco. So it's one of them two varmints, is it?
That's my guess.
Yeah.
Which one?
Say, Wranglers, wouldn't it be swell if you could know today just what's going to happen tomorrow? Just imagine the fun you could have telling everybody what was going to take place 24 hours ahead of time. Well, I'm afraid can't any of us do that, but there's one thing I know is going to happen tomorrow for sure. Yep, tomorrow and every day, lots and lots of folks are going to be enjoying Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Starting first thing tomorrow morning, there'll be folks enjoying them for breakfast and all day long for snacks. Now, either way you enjoy sugar pops, you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Enjoy yourself some sugar corn pops tomorrow. Tell Mom to look for the package with Guy and Andy racing their horses pell-mell across the prairie with the words, shot with sugar, right on front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
When Wild Bill's trick of telling Raster and Rocco that they were headed for the Mortis Ranch brought the hidden gunman out for another shot at the old man, it convinced Bill that one of the two was guilty. Then, when he found gold and yellowbacks in the buried strongbox, he began to think it was the Phantom after all. Now it was up to him to put the finger on the guilty man.
No, Wild Bill, I ain't so sure about you hiding this strongbox of gold in my smokehouse. Seems it might draw flies, in a manner of speaking. Lead flies singing around my ears, buzzing messages of death to me and mine.
Now, hold it, Mortis. Slow down. Bill knows what he's doing.
I hope you're right, Jingles.
Gold ain't exactly a comfortable thing to live with. Breeds trouble.
Now, don't worry, Mortis. Any trouble we're going to have, we'll wait for tonight. Remember, the Phantom doesn't want anybody to see him.
Better cover the strong box up with some feed sacks just the same.
Good idea, Jingles. You stay here with Mortis while I ride in town.
Oh, now, Bill, this old gopher will talk my arm off before you get back.
Won't say a word. Ain't the habit of talking unless I feel folks want to listen. You don't want to listen, I won't talk. I'll just sit here waiting like a crow on a pump handle. Don't know what I'll be waiting for, but I won't be talking.
You see, Jingles, he won't say a word.
You want to bet? What are you going to do in town?
Set up a little trap for the Phantom. And keep your eye on that gold, partner. See you later.